96.5 Alice's Bill, Indiana are recognizing women in our community that make a difference every day with Heroes in Heels, powered by
the law firm of Andrea Aiden, your experienced and compassionate family law specialist. Learn more at AidenLaw.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fine edition of Hero in Heels with the law offices of Andrea Aiden and Listarth Arth with Andrea.
Good morning.
We are so excited about this. Hero in Heels is a fantastic opportunity to recognize local women in our community that are doing huge things.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just so honored to be a part of this program. I really enjoyed getting to know these extraordinary women in our community and find out what they do. And it really, truly just has been a pleasure. And I love being a woman promoting other women. That's just, it's huge and it's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, if there's one woman that is incredibly deserving in this community, it is this lady. And I want you to read the nomination letter that we actually put together as the morning show, the Hero in Heels nominee for this week, because this woman is so incredible.
Emily Jansen spent 3 years in Reno from 2013 to 2016, where she grew from account executive to vice president in 2 years. Jansen lived and worked in Houston from 2016 to 2018 and returned to Reno on May 1st of 2018 to accept the position as general manager of the Reno Aces. Jansen's role as general manager is to lead day-to-day business operations for baseball, including the event experience, community engagement, marketing, and contribute to the sponsorship team. Emily just earned a spot on the MLB-MILB Committee on Inclusivity, Diversity, and Equity. Emily is married to Sean Johnson, a Navy veteran, and has two young sons, Magnus and Anders.
Woo! Nice.
Welcome our hero in heels to the show, Miss Emily Jansen from the Reno Aces, the general manager. Emily, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. What an incredible introduction. I am so honored and humbled to be included among the amazing women in our community.
Well, you've done great work, Emily, so it's definitely deserved.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk about this, Emily, and because I mean, you have really a storybook saga when it comes up to growing up with the Aces organization. I mean, you started off as an account executive, correct?
I did, yeah. You know what? It was the only position available. And at the time, I had about 8 years' experience in sports. And so, honestly, I decided to take a step back, to take a big step forward, and bet on myself that I could perform and grow with the company.
It's a boys club, right? I mean, it's just like nothing but boys everywhere, and you're making a name for yourself. You made it all the way to the GM in 3 years?
Oh, I made it to VP in 3 years and then moved to Houston, did more work in sports, and was called back to Reno to serve as your general manager. And I'm happy to report that we've got quite a few incredible women on our crew,
nice,
including two others on the executive team.
Wow.
Who are incredibly talented. So we've got lots of really awesome representation.
That's awesome.
Here in Reno.
You're an influencer. You inspired people to climb the ladder. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so happy to see more of a female presence in the world of sports.
Emily, what was it like for you when you were in Houston and you get the call from Eric Edelstein, who's the president of the Aces, and he's like, hey, we want you to come back to Reno?
Yeah, so I've got this saying, be so good they won't forget you. And I think that's really, really the story of my my journey and my career, is that when I left Reno, I didn't entirely leave Reno. I kept in touch. I was working in sports in Houston, so I had pretty regular calls back with the Aces and with Eric to let him know some of the things I was doing, lend some, you know, sometimes warranted, sometimes not, advice about their business. But the important thing was that I kept in touch. And so when the GM role opened up, he knew who he wanted to fill that position. He just had to convince me to move back to our incredible city.
That is awesome.
Well, we're so happy you're back.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, you think about it, like Chris said, baseball in a lot of ways is really a boys club where there's a lot of men. I mean, what's it like
sports
for you
in general, really,
to be sitting in that chair as one of the very few women in that position, and also being on the Major League Baseball committees?
Like, what else would you have done?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an honor and a privilege, and it's been great to represent the women. But I'm one of many, many, many countless women across the sports industry that are absolutely crushing it in their roles. And one of the things that I realized the most about me earning this position as GM is that there are so many women out there doing such great work, and we need to create visibility around it. And so that's been a big part of my mission, is to let people know the great work women are doing, and also extend a hand back to lead her forward for the next girl down the line who's going to take on the GM or president or big time role with a sports organization.
Well, that's where Andrea comes in. That's where we all come in. So congratulations on being this week's hero in heels.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you.
Hang on. More with Bill and Deanna is